What types of businesses are most popular with young people in your country?
I think the types of businesses that are most popular with young people in my country are technology-based businesses and new software, such as apps. For example, a very impressive Chinese businessman named Zhang Yiming founded the company ByteDance and its app TikTok, which is a social media and entertainment app with over 10 million users. This is an incredibly exciting and fast-growing business, which is the type of business that young people are most interested in my country. So, I would say that software development and social media apps are the most popular types of business with young people in my country at the moment.
Do business people in your country generally work too hard?
I think business people in my country generally tend to work too hard. There is an incredibly serious culture of hard work in China, and people are pushed to do incredible amounts of overtime and prove that they are a valuable employee and asset to the company. Personally, I think this is a very unhealthy culture which generates a lot of unneeded stress and negative competition between employees. In fact, there have been some studies which show this culture of work results in less productive companies. It is better to foster a strong sense of collaboration and teamwork in companies rather than driving individuals to work too hard.
What do you think is the retirement age for men and women?
China is lucky to have some of the lowest retirement ages for men and women in the world. For most men, the retirement age in China is around 60 years old, but this varies from person to person based on their background and what job they worked. For women, the age of retirement is a bit broader. Some lucky women can retire as early as 50. But for most women, retirement is more common around the age of 55. However, that is still incredibly young compared with the global average.
What kinds of qualities do people need to run their own business?
Running one's own business requires a lot of different skill sets, but some of the most important are resource management and marketing. Resource management is vital to any business. This entails everything from the management of workers to the management of stock to the manner in which the business spends its money. These are the processes by which a business functions, and they are vital to its success. However, equally as important are marketing skills. There is no point having a business that runs well if nobody knows about it and you have no customers.
Are business qualifications more important than experience?
Personally, I think experience is more important than a business qualification. While a business qualification gives an individual a very detailed understanding of the theory and practice of business, it gives them no skills of how business works in the real world. The world of business is a chaotic and fast-paced environment, and there are certain skills it requires which cannot be taught in the classroom. Therefore, experience is invaluable for people who want to work in the world of business. Obviously, there is also value to a business qualification. I would just say it is not more important than experience.
Is it best for a person to stay in one business all their working life?
I do not think it is best for a person to stay in one business all their working life. It used to be the case that it was advantageous to stay in one business for a person's entire working life. In the past, businesses would thrive and last a long time. Therefore, a person could make a lot of career progress in a single business. Nowadays, businesses do not last as long. Most businesses thrive for a few years until they are replaced by new and better businesses. Therefore, the best career strategy at the moment is to constantly be moving into better businesses and to be applying for more senior positions each time.